Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFN.
The joyous and often emotional TV show One Born Every Minute is back on the telly this week. Claire, you saw a little teaser for the show, didn't you?
I know, I couldn't believe it as well. I would class it as a spoiler, but you don't really get spoiler alerts for that show. So basically, Amy and Ben are a couple from Birmingham and they were in the hospital. And Amy was pushing, she was doing the type thing. Ben was holding her hand.
Darth Vader impression. Yeah.
Then the next thing, he's on the floor.
Yeah.
He fainted.
Fainted in the delivery room. But I knew we would get better stories. And by Jove, did we. Sarah got in touch about her birthing story, about being in labour.
I went into labour at 3:30 in the morning. My waters broke. Contractions were a good mile apart. But I woke hubby up and he was running about panicking, got dressed, thinking that we had to go straight in. But obviously I knew that we didn't have to, and we phoned my mum as well, woke her up, sent her into a panic as well. I carried on with the housework in between contractions, a full housework.
So no, hang on, let's get a picture of this. Hubby's running about with his hands on his head, not knowing what to do. Do I need a bucket? Where's the towels? And you are calm as you like.
Yeah.
And you're continuing to do housework in between contractions.
Polishing the mantelpiece.
Is this the secret identity of Supergirl?
Pretty much. But he decided that he would actually go and put a DVD on, and the first one he actually picked was Braveheart.
All right, love. Doesn't matter about the baby. You do the housework. I'm sticking on Braveheart.
Yeah.
All I'm picturing now is the baby shouting, freedom.
Freedom.
To this day, we still laugh and joke about it every time we see anything to do with Braveheart.
And did that influence the name of the child?
No, we called our daughter Katie.
Hi to Katie if she's listening as well, because she'll be 5 now.
Yeah, she'll be 5 in June. Yeah, starting school in August as well, the day after I'm due. So, yeah.
You're pregnant again?
You're due again?
Yeah, with our second.
Better get Braveheart out.
It's the only way you need to try and top that.
That's going to be a tough one to top, I think, to say the least. Well, we wanted to get a male perspective as well of what happens in the labour ward.
Yeah, now Jason called and he's talking about his mum. Like, he was at school and he went with his mum to the scan.
I kind of just remember, like, it was a dead empty room and this woman put, like, jelly on my mum's stomach and then started rubbing this ball thing to see the scan.
Yeah.
Elicit a heartbeat and whatnot.
That's normal, yeah.
It was kind of just, like, the combination of, like, the woman pushing down on her stomach and the heartbeat as well. I'm just looking at my bar and thinking, I'm going to faint, definitely, and then...
What?
And then I just kind of remember waking up, like, an hour later or something. I don't know when. I was lying on a bed with a wee plaster on my thumb. Then I got a McDonald's and that, so... It wasn't too bad.
That's the main part of the story he loves.
Yeah.
So basically, it was a combination of kind of, like, seeing your mum's tummy being pushed down, the jelly, the roly ball thing, and seeing the heartbeat, and everything just went, whoa!
Yeah, it was too much for me to handle at that age.
It's quite warm in those maternity wards as well.
Yeah, it is.
I'm making up excuses for you now, Jace. But yeah, so your eyes went into your head and you fell over. And did you smash yourself when you fainted?
Nah, I had a big bump on the back of my head, so I kind of bounced off the floor. But I did get a couple of days off school, if I remember correctly.
Plus, you took the glory away from your mum as well. It was her special scan moment.
Yeah.
Guaranteed that story will get bought up at family gatherings, right?
And the two most important bits, got a McDonald's, got some days off school.
Days off school. You got to remember that. Now, Shona also got in touch with us. How would you describe her tale?
Probably by saying what is the worst thing that could possibly happen during a home birth.
Yeah, check this out.
Well, it was my fifth child.
Whoa!
So I decided I'll have a home birth. Had it all planned out, you know. Send the kids off to school, have the baby, check the kids off from school.
You had a plan. It's like to-do list.
And it was all going to plan. I even had the baby at lunchtime.
Really?
As planned.
In labour, door goes. The dad was like, what's going on to the door?
So he left you?
Yeah, I said, leave the door. And he insisted on answering this door. And it was the meter man.
Of course.
And I heard him saying, come in and read the meter.
What?
What?
So he's left his pregnant wife, who's given birth, who's in labour right now. He's been holding your hand and stroking your brow. And all of a sudden he goes off to answer the door. And the meter man, what happens next?
Well, as you can imagine, some bad words were out my mouth.
I don't need a strange man in my house right now.
Yes. Then you come back in. So the next day after I had the baby, I answer the door because the door goes. And here's the meeting man. He says, "Oh, you're home from the hospital already?" I was like, "No, I was actually having the baby when you actually come in my house." And he was like, "I've never seen a man turn so red."
How close were you to fully giving birth when he came in?
It was only maybe not even 5 minutes later.
So it was like right at the point?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I like the fact that Dad was like, "Oh, in you come, mate. Oh, just it's over there. I'll leave you to it." That's the best bit. Five kids, Shona. You're keen, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, lovely. So,
needless to say, that was my last one.
And have you seen the meter man since?
No. I moved house.
Yeah, he's moved house. Yeah. Imagine the dad just like, "Yeah, nothing to see here. Just come in and just get your recording, mate. That's fine."
He doesn't get it, does he?
Now, I think we've saved the best for last. This is incredible. It's about Claire. She lives in Carnoustie.
It's not about me, just to clarify this.
Not yet. Judging by all the birthing noises you've been demonstrating this morning, Claire, I think you are quite keen. However, this Claire has the amazing tale. Have a listen.
So, Vin was my third baby, and so my labour started about 5 a.m. I just thought it'd be normal, so I got ready and stuff, and I phoned my mum and woke my husband up. And he was kind of like, "Oh, do I really need to get up now?"
What?
I was like, "Yeah." No. I was like, "Yeah, you
too
do.
Early.
We need to get up." So then my mum came up, it's just about 7 o'clock or something, and we decided, "Oh, we'll head off," because obviously rush hour traffic and we live in Carnoustie, so it was a bit of a trek. By the time we got to Claypot, my waters broke, and my husband was like, "Oh no, not in the car." But yeah, it did. So the waters broke, and then by the time we got to the Scott 5 circle, I was saying to my mum, "I need to push, I need to push." And my mum was like, no, you don't need to push. And it's like, "I do." And his head popped out.
Oh, all right.
No.
Hello, world.
Yeah, so then my husband was like, "I'm just going to keep driving." Get her to the hospital. So we got to the Forfar Junction, and my mum just jumped out the side of the car, ran round, opened the door for everybody to see, and out flew my son.
Oh,
no
my
way!
Yes.
In the middle of rush hour traffic at the busiest junction in Tayside.
Yes, and so he flew out, and because he came out so fast, his cord snapped. So we're all panicking. And like, I grabbed his cord and he got put up on my chest like they do when they're born.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember just looking up, and then there's this man in a white van totally staring in, shocked, as if to say, "Oh my God, what have I just seen?"
You stunned a white van, man. That's the best part. I'm guessing you're now holding up the traffic and causing a jam.
Well, yeah, it was all so, so quick. I don't even think, like, I can't even remember anything past that. I just remember trying to then hurry to the hospital to see if he was okay and stuff. But he was totally fine.
So the 18th of July, 2011?
Yeah, yeah.
18th of July, 2011, if you were driving in rush hour traffic.
Were you there?
Lights,
yeah.
Were you there?
Oh, poor man.
Try and forget what you saw. Oh, Claire, what a story.
Oh,
crazy. Imagine seeing that on the drive to work in the morning.
That's something you don't see every day anyway.
Hey, listen, so many amazing stories. Thank you for sharing with us. You can check them all out on the Wake Up with Webster Facebook page anytime you like. Just give us a like on the page and we'll be buddies for life.
Yeah, and check us out every weekday from 6 here on TFM.
Wake up. Get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.